You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast that is downloadable and perpetual through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And you just heard the sound of Desert Blues from the Sahara Desert to finish up the first hour today on Global Agogo. That last band was Etrun de l'Air, the most popular wedding band in Agadez, Niger, which is the undisputed current capital of Desert Blues guitar. It's the hometown of Mdou Mokhtar and also of Bombino, the latter of whom is going to be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2 weeks. And we heard his music in that set also, but not up to that yet. This new album by Etrun de l'Air just released on Friday. It's called 100% Sahara Guitar from Sahel Sounds Records, and this is awesome. This is basically the material that they were playing when they did their first American tour last year. I got to see that at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville. And that song that I played for you, which is called Erkimi Diwane, was one of the most memorable songs in their very memorable set. Just an absolutely incendiary band. They're on the road again this year in the U.S. They're on the road, I think, right now, or I think it starts maybe in a couple of weeks. But unfortunately, they are not coming to Richmond. I'm so sorry to say that. But what a great band, Etrun de l'Air. Do see them if you get a chance. Before that, another new Desert Blues record, this one from Tarwa and Tineri, who are from Merzouga, which is in southeastern Morocco, but really just 30 miles from the Algerian border. Their second album is called Akal, or Land. It was just released in April by Adi Records out of Canada. And from Tarwa and Tineri, we heard the song Ilali Kir. Like that one a lot, too. And we started the set with Bombino, the guitarist from Niger, who's now one of the best-known desert blues artists of all of them. From his most recent album for Partisan Records, called Sahel, we heard the song Darfouk from Bombino. And here's an interesting factoid about him. His first international recording was made, and this was back in the 2000s, I want to say maybe 2007 or something like that. The person who made that recording was Hisham Mayet, who is the same person who brought Baba Commandant and the Mondingo Band to Richmond and to the USA. They played at the Richmond Folk Festival last year. And so Bombino going to be there this year. He was here in 2019 and really blew people away. All right, and we're going to keep going with this show of music by musicians who are going to be playing at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2 weeks' time. But right now, I'm going to take a pause for the cause, and we'll be back to the music in just a sec. Richmond Food Not Bombs helps those in need of a meal, but it's about solidarity, not charity. Food Not Bombs is an international organization devoted to ending poverty and war. And in Richmond, they've been sharing a free vegetarian meal every week for over 25 years. Meals are served and groceries are distributed every Sunday in Monroe Park at 4 p.m. That's about 2 hours from now. If you'd like to join or if you're in need of food, you can message them on Instagram at Richmond Food Not Bombs, or simply just show up at Monroe Park on Sunday at 4 p.m. Food is a right, not a privilege. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, we're going to start the second hour with another band that's making a return trip to the Richmond Folk Festival here September 27th through the 29th. And I believe this band is going to be playing all 3 days at the festival. Their performance in 2016 was one of the best things that I've ever seen at the festival in the 20-year history. We're going to hear two songs from Canzonieri Gricanico Salentino from Italy. And if that's too hard to say, that's understandable. A lot of people just call them CGS, so you can stick with that. So we're going to hear two songs from the album that CGS put out around the time of that first performance in Richmond. The album was just called Canzonieri, and it was released in 2017. We're going to hear the song Yentu, and then Lu Giusto Cofane from Canzonieri Gricanico Salentino right here on Global Agogo. This is a band I really suggest don't miss them at the Folk Festival.
Sento cave pietre malugore, i pensieri a dieta giù lassare. Die fratebe mie, cielo e mare, coscienza senza mie non puoi finire, speranza senza die non può crescere. Io ho figlio per die, me fermo e sento, yentu, yentu, yentu. Yento, 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 yento. Ci non sento a dire, ci aggiù sentire. Lo fiato dove mi è come un brazzare. Diesireve mie, bene e male. Sospiri a te me lasti sospirare. Cammina chiamo carne, sai capire, e io sono per te, me fermo e sento. Yento, 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 yento.
camminare.
Man. There's a whole set of very modern interpretations of traditional music from southern Italy, specifically from the Salentine Peninsula, the heel of the Italian boot, which is in the province of Puglia, which is where my grandmother, paternal grandmother, was born in the city of Bari. That last band was called Calassima, and that song was called Psychedelic Trance Tarantella from 2014. And Tarantella is the characteristic folk dance and associated music of southern Italy. It's named after the poisonous wolf spider called the tarantula. And the music and the dance are fast and ecstatic. And people aren't exactly sure how this originated, but the theory is that it is a survivor of a Dionysic or a Bacchanalian cult. It's important to remember that southern Italy, well, Italy existed only as a concept until the late 19th century. And the southern part of Italy is really functionally much more like Greece than it is like any place else in Europe. And there would have been cults celebrating the god Dionysus there, for sure. In Salento, they also use the term pizzica to refer to this folk dance and music, so you'll hear those both used. This folk culture is, like I said, centuries old, and what's exciting are all the new things that current musicians are doing with it. You heard a few of them in that last set. Before Calassima, you heard from Antonio Castrignano, and the title track of his album, Fomenta Ileno de Taranta, from 2013. And then, starting out the set, two tracks from the leading band in the new pizzica movement, Canzonieri Greccanico Salentino. They're going to be playing at the Richmond Folk Festival once again this year. They were here in 2016, and they were awesome. I mean, really, really memorable shows. So CGS, they were founded actually in 1975 by Rina and Daniele Durante, who are cousins. And they're now led by Mauro Durante, who's Daniele's son. He's a virtuoso on the frame drum, which is the key percussion instrument in pizzica. He also plays violin, probably a lot of other things, too. That's what he plays in the band. And CGS's presentation is highly theatrical. So it's kind of the opposite of the typical folk music experience. So if you're going to see them at the festival, make sure you're in a place where you can see them as well as hear them, because it's a real show. It's a real performance. Dance is definitely involved. From Canzonieri Greccanico Salentino and their great album called Canzonieri, which came out in 2017 on the label Ponderosa Music and Art. That's the label that put out actually all of the songs that I played in that last set. This was the material that they were working with when they played here in Richmond last time. From Canzonieri, you heard two songs, Giustacofane, I should be able to pronounce this stuff, and Yentu from Canzonieri Greccanico Salentino. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears, since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you, just go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
Creative musicians keep on rolling right along.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to The Other Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, sukus, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for The Other Black Music.
And that's coming up next here on 97.3 WRIR. Now, next up on the show, among the bands that I am definitely planning to see at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2 weeks' time, is Rancho Aparte, a brass band from Chocó Province on Colombia's Pacific Coast. This one's been on my list for a while now, ever since my WRIR colleague DJ Graybeard, who you just heard from, and he's also on the Richmond Folk Festival's programming committee, by the way. He saw them at Jazz Fest in New Orleans and just raved about them. And I have to say, if you're a brass band like Rancho Aparte is, and you're impressing people at Jazz Fest, which is, you know, the home of New Orleans brass band music, I mean, that's really saying something. So I'm going to play you a couple of their songs, see what you think, but these guys are like a party in a box. Rancho Aparte, this song is called La Receta, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out.
Su marido, Aniamu llegó a quejarse, ay de José su marido, porque hacía casi tres meses que no le había respondido, porque hacía casi tres meses que no le había respondido. Mi tía María Funucena, que de todo ella ha sabido, mi tía María Funucena, que de todo ella ha sabido, por dos gallinas y tres reales, prometió arreglarle el lío, por dos gallinas y tres reales, prometió. Dele un juguechón taduro, con huevo de toro molido, derrama de pipilongo, pero que no esté amarillo. Dele una botella de biche, preparada por un indio, dele un caldo de viudita y encima el estreperico. Y dele, dele camarón, dele agua el canalón, dele, dele toma seca, dele, pero que no sepa, dele, dele tumbacate, dele. Dele su capacho, dele, es
que no asegura lo que sus ojos no vieron.
No creen fotos, que no creen videos.
Y dice que no asegura lo que sus ojos no vieron, le dieron.
Que sepa no creen, y eso es.
Para no creer.
Y le dieron.
Que sepa no creen,
y eso es.
Para no.
don Camilo May.
Estuvo perdido más de 15 días y al fin lo encontraron que ya no podía.
En el mes de mayo mataron un gallo, Marcel, en la fiesta don Camilo Mayo. En el mes de mayo mataron un gallo, Marcel, en la fiesta don Camilo Mayo.
Estuvo perdido más de 15 días y al fin lo encontraron que ya no.
there. Some music from Colombia's Pacific Coast in that last set. That was Yuri Buenaventura, who is based in Paris, France, but is from the city of Buenaventura, which is on the Pacific Coast of Colombia. And that was from the album Herencia Africana from 1996, the first salsa album ever to go gold in France. And that was Yuri's version of a song by Alfonso Cordoba El Brujo, who is a former member of the Colombian salsa band Grupo Niche. That song was called Nostalgia Africana. And before that, we heard a brand new single from the late Alfonso Cordoba El Brujo. It was recorded in 2008, a year before he passed away, but has never been released until now. And that was called La Pataleta. And that was just released by Palenque Records this month. And they have a film, a documentary film about El Brujo that's called Black Rhapsody that I think I have to see now. And that, you know, was not a salsa song. That was a the style was called Kirumiya, which is the brass band music that's basically the sound of carnival in Pacific Colombia. And really those two worlds, salsa and Kirumiya, are very closely linked in the Colombian Pacific. And before that, you heard the band that's bringing Kirumiya to the world now. They're called Rancho Aparte, and they're going to be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival September 27th, 28th, and 29th, so 2 weeks from now. And you heard two songs from their most recent album, their second album, which is called Re Evolucion. The second one was called Panocre. The first one was called La Receta. And, you know, the Tremé Brass Band from New Orleans is also playing at the Richmond Folk Festival this year. And I hope there's some opportunity for those bands to play together. DJ Greybeard is nodding his head. He probably knows how this is going to work. Certainly, they got to play at the Afterfest Hotel Jam Session together. But are they going to be playing on campus together?
I think I saw something.
You got a mic there.
I think I saw something that said they were going to do one of those Folk Life or
oh, okay,
group
good.
Things. You get a bunch of like a different
yeah.
bands together. Also, they did a after party thing after the thing in Louis in Lafayette. That festival.
Oh, the international festival
yeah.
in Lafayette.
And man, they had singers from Omo Sangare mm-hmm. and part of her band and part of a Zydeco band. All that together, man. They just
oh, rock. With the brass bands yeah. and everything. Okay, yeah. cool. So anyway, yeah, look for that on your schedule of all of the non-concert things, all of the workshops and stuff like that. I have not looked even at that yet. All right, well, we got time for one more, well, pretty short set of music here. We're going to finish today's show, which has all been about artists that you got to see at the Richmond Folk Festival. And I'm going to finish with an artist that I've already seen, I think, 4 times so far, and I'm still eager to see him again. And one of the reasons is that none of his shows are ever the same. His lyrics are all going to be improvised at every show. I'm talking here about Lonnie Holly. He's the self-taught musician and visual artist originally from Alabama, now based in Atlanta. And he really is beyond description. You could call his work Afrofuturist if that weren't already a cliche, but really he's just one of a kind. And I'm going to play you 2 things of his here in the time I've got left. I'll play you all of a track that is it's a beautiful song from his most recent album, which is called Oh Me, Oh My, and was released by Jag Jaguar Records in 2023. And this song is called I Am a Part of the Wonder, and it features Moore Mother collaborating with him. And then we're going to finish with as much as I can play of something that was recorded here in Richmond by Matthew E. White and Lonnie Holly. This was released in 2021. And the EP was called Broken Mirror, A Selfie Reflection. We're going to hear the title track of that. Matthew White and his Space Bomb colleagues performed with Lonnie Holly at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in 2019 when they had a Lonnie Holly show up. And I got to see that, and it was fabulous. And this recording, which happened after that performance, is actually pretty similar to that show. It sounds a little bit like Lonnie Holly improvising his lyrics over what could be like Miles Davis's Bitches Brew or something like that. So it's pretty boss. I'm going to play you a bit of that. So thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.
a part of the wonder, the wonder. And the wonders of a drip of water falling from the sky.
Come apart.
Johnny come up out of the wonder.
Reflection.